Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Jeff Zabar. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer and our top micropreneur expert on the Brain Trust, in the Brain Trust, I should say. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I know you've been thinking about lately and I've talked about on the show a lot is our relationship, mine and yours, people listening, our relationship with failure. Many people think, why would anybody want to have a relationship with failure? But I propose that you can't really know true success if you can't get comfortable with failure. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, if you read and if you subscribe to some of the blogs and RSS feeds and even Facebook sites that talk about this, there's a number of different quotes that go around. You know, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get knocked back up, or some line from Thomas Edison with regard to the light bulb. You know, it's something about the 10,000 times he failed to find
failure, successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Right. And, you know, and so to put it bluntly and even, you know, simply, if they could do it, we could do it. And the sense is, part of what I believe and others, I'm not alone in this, is that if you try and avoid failure, you avoid failure at all costs, you will not take risks. You will become prone to staying within the lines and not taking chances and not exploring. You know, entrepreneurs are risk takers, and they take a chance that they're not going to succeed. I don't think that Steve Jobs, I don't think that Jim Blasingame, I don't think that Jeff Zabar went out and hung their shingle and on that first day said, you know, dagnabbit, I'm going to be an utter success at what I do come hell or high water. Things change. Things can happen. We get tested along the way. Products that we put out there fail. Relationships fail. And then we get up, we dust ourselves off, and we continue on. And I think that it's part of the creative process to embrace failure. And because if you stymie that creative process because you fear failure, then, you know, nothing new comes along, especially from the individual. And that's just a sad testament as to how we might approach or not approach opportunity and the possibilities that await.
Well, I've said for many years that failure is the harness mate of success.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, they're side by side in the harness. And one of the ways that I've tried to help people get comfortable with this is the way you deal with that is you make lots of decisions. And so if you got one big thing to do, break it down into 5 or a 50 or 100 decisions so that whenever you make a decision and then you look to see what happened, how did that turn out? If it was a failure, it's a small failure.
Right.
And you use that to find the next success. I think the people who have the most trouble with failure are the ones who have a hard time making decisions. And so they wind up rolling the dice on a big thing, and then it's either good or bad. They either got lucky or they spin crashed and burned.
Right. Right. It's absolutely, and it's a hard call because, you know, I mean, and put it this way, I mean, I'm one of those people who do have a hard time sort of pulling the trigger on big things. But I mean, I've in my business, I've had a lot of projects that saw, I mean, I put books out, you know, I put a particular book out that really did not meet with the success that I had hoped because I was sort of a solution in search of a problem in writing the book. While I liked it and I thought that it served a purpose, you know, it was out there and it wasn't as well received as I might have hoped.
You learned from that.
But I learned from it and I said, you know what, maybe this, I don't want to say market research, but even in the smallest sense, market research might have helped. It might have helped me know a little bit more, but we took the chance. And I learned. And I learned from it. And I had, and I enjoyed the process along the way. And I think that's part of where we sort of, we again, stymie the creativity. We feel we have to succeed at everything we do.
Right.
And that also
yeah.
could be a cultural thing. It could become more and more so where we have,
but you,
she'll, go ahead.
You cannot be an entrepreneur if you can't get comfortable with failure.
No, I mean, I think that part of that is also, if and it's one of the laments that, you know, I'm raising children who are Gen Yers or millennials born in the 90s, and you know, we've been you know, told by others and the older generation, you got to let them fail, got to let them skin their knee, they got to get boo-boos, they got to fail sometimes. They can't all be winners. They can't all get trophies or ribbons or medals just for being a participant. They got to get squat while someone else wins. And I think that that's a major lesson that the next generation must be taught and must learn to embrace, that sometimes you will not get recognized for participation, or something may go wrong, and you know, not every day is Christmas. You're not always going to win, you know, and you got to embrace that and learn from it and then move on next time.
Well, that's exactly right. So folks, if you're thinking about starting a business, if you're moving on to the next project, whatever it may be, just think about making more decisions, break it down into as many decisions as possible. And if you fail, what did you learn? That's the main thing. That's the main thing to say to yourself when something doesn't go like you thought it would. What did I learn? Hey, Jeff, give us the website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. We're on Facebook as well.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Zabar, ladies
Thanks,
and gentlemen.
Jim.
Hey, good job, Jeff. We'll see you next time. We're going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.